Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello.
We are so glad to be able to have our Christian television network audience around the nation and around the world. We'll give a big hug out there to the Gulf Coast, the WHBR audience, that's our faithful viewers and listeners. Don't forget about our new time, by the way, on the Gulf Coast with WHBR. All the way from Destin to Mississippi, 5:30 p.m. every day, Monday through Friday. We want to be able to bring you a light conversation, possibly about a dark day. We'll encourage you before the night comes and tell you mercy comes in the morning, right?
That's
it's
right.
New every morning. And our VFN radio audience around the nation and around the world. Oh, man. Here we are. I am so glad to be back. Is everything good, producer?
We're
right there?
Good.
Thank you for fixing all of that. I want to talk about there quick, like some news of what's taking place in the world. Remember, we try to let you know updates what's taking place in Israel because we stand for God and country in that order, and we also stand for Israel because God said to. You know?
That's right.
And ever how goes Israel, so goes the church. And pay close attention to what's going on. You can catch up the previous spots that we did on Israel, but just right now in Israel, the Jerusalem Post is reporting the Hamas and the Fatah has joined and unified as a government. Supposedly, right before these peace talks are going on. Remember, Hamas, as we teach you, and I don't have the. Do you have the reference there on there? You can find out in the VFN Torch.
We'll have a different
list. Yeah, because Hamas reportedly or allegedly is the militant arm of the Muslim Brotherhood.
Oh, yeah.
Now, remember, we empower the Muslim Brotherhood, and we our own folks said, you know, before Congress, before your representatives, that this is a peaceful group. Mm-hmm. And, of course, it's not. Egypt was very upset at us for even doing that. And they end up removing President Morsi and replacing him and writing a new constitution. Well, look at the West Bank there, which are the Gaza Strip, which is really Israel. And you have this Muslim Brotherhood, allegedly militant arm, you know, there coming together with Fatah. And it's like, not good. Mm-hmm. Not good in the context of what's going on. What's
they that? Weren't even getting along. I mean, they had a faction against each other. Now they've united against Israel, of course.
Well, they're frenemies because they're friends with darkness. And you can actually see more about these details. It's from the Jerusalem Post. We'll make it available to you on the VFN Torch. But think about that. Israel is surrounded. The four blood moons have begun. We've seen massacre of two Jewish citizens in America. We've seen Ukraine starting to register. You have to register the National Office of Nationalities, whatever it's called, Administration Office in Ukraine, which we sent, by the way, just be very, very, so everything's okay now because we sent 600 guys over there.
Uh-huh.
We sent 600 guys.
Oh, gosh.
This is a report. We sent 600 soldiers
really?
Over there. It's like, you always wondered what it looked like in biblical transitions, what took place when the world shifted. But remember this, and I said this. Borders change in wars.
Mm.
Borders change in wars. So if you want to change borders, you can try to do it the right way and talk about it. And most people don't want to give up territory, but during wars, they take it.
Mm.
And so we just want to pray, dear God, you know, protect Israel, protect America, help us, God, and turn back to Him. That's why I want to be able to give a light perspective. Understand this, that God specifically showed me that through Secretary of State John Kerry's leading, under the President of the United States, mind you, he's not a wild guy out there on his own, that Jews and Christians will be put on the bottom floor of society based on his leadership. Remember that?
Yeah.
You can actually, to the T. And it was amazing. So you can go back and listen to that. And it's happening before our very eyes. But you know what we can do? We can pray. We can say, God, no, please, you know, don't. You know, prevent this. We stand in the gap. God looks for someone to stand in the gap. He looks for somebody to care, really. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talk about standing in the gap, but really somebody who cares. And if you really talk to folks, their greatest subject, and if you're in sales, you know this, their greatest subject and the thing they love to hear the most, the subject is them, and the thing they love to hear the most is their name.
Right.
Which means that's kind of self-focused. So God's going, does anybody care about anybody? If you care about them, I'll care about them. Despite all these things going on, if you intercede, if you stand in the gap, if you show forth my heart towards these folks, I mean, you think about David. You know, David, a man after God's own heart, lots of issues like the rest of us in the context of that, but he was a man after God's own heart, that he had this tension between, you know, I love my son, I'm aware of what's going on, and I want things to work out. It was Joab that got his little, you know, self in the midst of that, and he paid later at the horns of the altar. But that tension between, you know, God's heart, he wants somebody to stand in the gap to be able to be there. And this is the God that we serve. The God that we serve is loving and kind and merciful, and he's looking for an opportunity to forgive us and to restore us. But it begins with us acknowledging him, acknowledging our sin, and asking for forgiveness, putting him as Lord of our life, and then repentance. And that's what he's looking for. And he goes, forgiven. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Forgiven. I'll never forget when I first became a Christian, and I applied for a Christian Bible school because I wanted to know more about God.
Mm-hmm.
And they said I wasn't saved long enough, so I had to go to a secular college. True. And but the college didn't make it anyway. And so I remember in the classroom there was this Christian that was wearing a pen, and he said that on this big pen it said, Christians are not perfect, they're forgiven.
Mm.
That was so important as a new Christian.
Yes. Yes.
Definitely. That was so important. Speaking of that, I just want to welcome Justin to the family of believers. I was so excited, man, for you to come into the family of God yesterday and to be a part of that. And we'll just stay connected, man. We're going to just continue to shine the light around the United States and just love leading folks, you know, to the Lord. Also, this is some great news as well. Some great news as well is CBN is reporting that Alabama courts, you got to get this, Alabama courts are just passed a law, a state court just passed a law. And this is what they said, that the judges said, Judge Roy Moore, remember Judge Roy
yes.
Moore,
mm-hmm.
and Justice Tom Parker, they wrote this opinion about, this is what they said. This is judges mm-hmm. writing this opinion. This is the answer to your prayer everybody's been praying. God, not government or legislature, gives persons these inherent natural rights. You know what he's speaking about? He's speaking about declares the unborn children have rights.
Yeah. Wow.
The unborn children, the courts have ruled in favor of the unborn child. And this is what they said. God, not government, legislates. God, not government and legislators. Gives persons these inherent natural rights, says Alabama Chief Judge Roy Moore and Justice Tom Parker, as they wrote their opinion. Government, in fact, has no part to abridge or destroy natural rights God directly besets to mankind.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Christ my God. Wonderful
hey,
goodness.
Hey, maybe this is why they're going to be a hub state. I mean, look at this. What's interesting about that
yes.
is that the judge, Roy Moore, I believe,
mm-hmm.
you know, it was the big thing about the Ten Commandments and, you know.
Oh, that's the same judge.
Same judge.
That's him. That's
same,
him. Same he got thrown judge. Out after that.
Thrown out. And by providence, right, now he is the Supreme Court Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court.
Wow.
And it's like, my goodness, things come back full circle. And I just like, wow, that's amazing.
That's beautiful.
And also to give a big shout out to the Florida legislator and the Florida judges and Governor Rick Scott.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're facing a case right now. There is a bill presented before the legislature. And understand, if we will pray, this is what the governor of Florida said. He said, if you put any pro-life bill before me, I will sign it. Mm-hmm. We know that because I got the pen
yeah.
when he signed the Born Alive bill because that's he came right by the studios. And so there's one coming. This one's coming where a boyfriend allegedly put an abortion pill in his girlfriend's drink.
Mm.
And she, or some, you know, tricked her into taking this pill and
wow.
it killed her baby.
Mm.
Well, the mindset, of course, of, you know, well, many people's like, what's the big deal? The big deal, she says, it was murder. Her father's saying, you murdered my grandson. So this case right now is before
wow.
the Florida
wow.
legislature. So understand, when they rule on this,
that's huge.
That means that this child at the beginning, fetus, small child state, that if this guy and future people who do that, who mess with some lady's baby or man's baby in the womb, including the mother, mind you, because if that gets ruled and you kill the man's, your father's baby without his, you know what I'm saying? This is like huge.
Yeah. Wow.
But understand this. He said that he'll sign it. He said that he would sign it. Governor Scott said that he would sign this bill. Listen to me.
Wow.
Forget about politics. Forget about parties. Governor Scott said, I will sign any pro-life bill, life for the children. And we know that because I had the pen when he signed the Born Alive bill. And the congressmen that were standing there with me when he was signing the bill, this is what they said to me. There's never been a governor ever in the history of Florida that ever would have signed a bill like this, the Born Alive bill. And he's made a commitment. He's going to sign this. So let's just pray. This is what we've been praying. God, put, get, you know, and they said this is, and this is also what Joe Miller said. Joe Miller of Pensacola, Florida. And he's the one that leads up the 40 days of prayer and fasting. He says the Congress and the Florida legislature is filled with Christians. It's filled with Christians. So we got to pray that now's the time to write the bills. Now's the time to begin to present the legislation where our present governor will just sign those into law. And guess what? God will make a Florida. It's a first fruit states, by the way. And a lot of good things about it, but he'll make it a hub state, the whole state, a hub state, because we stood up for the innocent bloodshed that was taking place. Isn't that exciting?
That's very, beautiful. Very exciting.
So very, very exciting. And one last thing before we go to break about the news, and then we're going to go right into understanding, you know, heaven is real, talking about some statistics that we have from the Barner Group. But President Obama just went to all these Asian countries around China, didn't go to China. The one that actually holds the checkbook.
Right.
He went around them, and he's encouraging them. CBN News reports that, you know, we're going to be loyal to you. But according to the Word of God, this is what the Word of God says. The Word of God says in Proverbs 22:7, he says, the rich rule over the poor, and the borrower is slave to the lender.
Hmm.
So it doesn't matter what we say to the surrounding Asian countries around China. China's got the checkbook. I was at 45% or something of our national debt, something of that nature. And they know it. And there's no way. And this is just another facade. There's no way, because if they hold, you know, this is what happens. When the slave, which is the one that borrowed this money from China, America, you start saying, you know, this is what we're going to do. The master, the one who actually owns that debt, says, yeah, right. You know, you got your little boats floating around here. You done lowered your military down. You're trying to do it. I don't think so. And China is set in place. Not only, as we'll find out in a future program, to be the largest part of the church, but also a large military. I mean, just think about overnight, they could bring in just an intense military. I believe they have their first aircraft carrier, reports are saying. But and understand, Russia and China are going to march together coming up to Israel in prophecy. So many things are taking place. We just want to give you the update on the news that's taking place. Remember, we're here every day, Monday through Friday, on the Gulf Coast. For those, our WHBR audience is there. And our WHBR audience, Monday through Friday at 5:30 p.m. every single day. Also, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, a Christian television network, and VFN radio. We'll be right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I want to believe him.
But everything he talks about is impossible.
You saw heaven? What does it look like?
It's beautiful.
We all want to be supportive, but we can't have our town turn into a circus.
They don't believe me, do they?
Some people might be afraid to believe.
Don't you think we need to be talking about this life?
Do you think my son went to heaven?
I don't have to worry. He told me everything was all right.
He's making a difference.
Haven't we already had a glimpse of something?
From the first cry of a baby, the courage of a friend, the love of a mother, a father. I see it, so I believe it.
Do you?
When can and can't you share the gospel while on the job? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
I'm calling on behalf of a friend of mine. He does security. The first job, they put him in the hospital, and he was working at ICU. And some of the families, you know, he would talk to him, you know, but he was not trying to force his opinions on his coworkers or anything, but they had put that out, so they transferred him to another place. So what are his rights? You know, he's afraid to read his Bible, even when he goes for his lunch break.
Yeah, let me tell you this. First of all, when it comes to reading the Bible at work or during lunch break, he has the right to do that.
With regard to religious expression at the workplace, it's not off limits either. Now, what you can't do is cause disruption to the workplace. That's kind of the key standard. But as far as having a Bible study at work and these kind of things during break time, you're allowed to have that. There's nothing in the law that prohibits your faith being part of who you are at the workplace. It sounds like it's a drastic overreaction.
Learn more about your rights in the workplace at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org.
Pat, you know the great thing about all of our VFN radio listeners is that so many of them are connecting to us on Facebook. You know, we have a Facebook page. You may be listening today. You may not be aware, but we do. And you can go to facebook.com/VFNTV, or you can go to our VFNTV.com and click Facebook. Be a part. Like us. Tell your friends to like us. We're creating a virtual stadium where everyone can connect and be a part and get fresh updates on everything that happens that day on the program. Don't forget, go to VFNTV.com and click Facebook.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light. With your host, Greg Lancaster.
It is amazing when you're looking at, when you talk about the real deal.
Mm-hmm.
And just for our television audience, you know, we're going to bring this thing to you. I know our radio audience just heard this, but think about it. The enemy's scared of heaven.
Yeah.
Scared of heaven. And so we want our radio audience, you're going to be hearing this a little bit, maybe a little bit more, but our television audience is going to be hearing it for the first time. And because heaven is real. I mean, think about this four-year-old boy. This four-year-old boy in this movie that's out, Heaven is for Real. I think we just saw it, you know, in the context of on the television there. But understand this, that God used a child to confirm, you know, that heaven is real, because people would have judged a older person, said they knew something. But a four-year-old doesn't know what this young man, you've got to see the movie. You haven't seen it yet. It's called Heaven is for Real. And how he begins to explain different things that only through an encounter with God could this thing have actually happened. And, you know, so I begin to think about that. I think about, you know, what do Americans think about heaven? What does Americans think about hell? And so George Barna, the Barna Group, they have a statistical survey of Americans. And guess what? In regards to heaven and hell, that 76% of Americans on the survey, 76% believe in heaven. Listen, if you really want the media mountain to go the way you want it to go, you're going to have to bring in the 76% who believe that heaven is real. It's time for the theaters to understand, you know, make movies that has to do with 76% of the nation.
That's right.
And also about the same number believe in hell. 71% believe in hell. And how many ministers, and we'll be talking in future programs, how many ministers are removing hell from their teaching, and the blood from their teaching and the cross? And it's like, that's the only way to heaven.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know, and because we're going to talk about this to the statistic for life after death. You know, what does the Barna Group talk about? Find out in their statistical study about life after death. And 8 out of 10 Americans, John, 8 out of 10 believe in the afterlife of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, they're already going in the direction of the church. All you got to do is witness to them.
That's right.
How to get there.
Mm-hmm.
People are like, I'm kind of terrified. Well, 76% of the people that you're going to go in, they want to go to heaven. 76% want to go. And we're going to find out most think they are, but you can guarantee they are if you tell them how to get there.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And so 8 out of 10 Americans, 81% believes, according to the Barna Group, in life after death of some sort. Another 9% said life after death may exist, but only 10% say that they'll come back in some other form, maybe human. I don't know. And then the destination after death, according to the Bonner Group, that most Americans do not expect to experience hell. Most Americans do not, you know, isn't that amazing? Most Americans do not expect to experience hell firsthand. Just 0.5%.
That's right.
Just 0.5%. Think about that.
Wow.
Just 0.5%.
They believe it's real. They're just not going.
Right. So the stats would say, you know, out of the 71% of Americans who believe that hell is real, only 1/2 of 1% expect to go there. You gotta go see this movie.
That's pretty.
It's
bad.
Important to understand. As a matter of fact, hopefully made available to you soon. Is you know, two choices, two atoms, two gates. You know, understanding heaven and how to get there.
Yeah.
Just talked about it at the VFN Dream Center because we know how you can get there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you don't want to guess about that. Mm-hmm. It's eternity. And then 1 in 20 adults, 5% claim that they'll come back in some other form. That's the one that probably come back as humans. But think about that. I mean, heaven is for real.
Right.
And so this movie is this young boy is talking about it. And why would it be strange for believers to even think that this is an oddity?
Right.
But what's interesting in this movie when you see it is that the pastor, because it's a pastor's son, mm-hmm. had preached the gospel, mm-hmm. but he had real difficulty in believing about heaven. How can my son have experienced heaven? It's like, that's our destiny, yeah. Pastor. And that's where we're going. Right? What's that movie, Left Behind?
Yes.
When the guy or the books... And the pastor is there, and the rapture takes place, yeah. and the only one left is like two men and a woman and the pastor. Isn't that something?
Yeah. Hey.
My goodness. Isn't that something?
Wow.
And so this pastor is struggling, and he said, now I saw the interview, and if we had the interview, I'd play the interview for you. Maybe we'll make it available on the VFN Torch, where the actual pastor and his son, who's now 16. Mm-hmm. Do we have Colton singing that song? Can you find that while I'm talking to you?
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
And it's amazing that he struggled with the fact is how could this be? And he had to come to the conclusion, my son did experience something from God. And lives are changing because of it. And understand, heaven is not this other thing out here. That's where we're destined. He's preparing a new heaven and a new earth. We're going to be in the presence of God forever, where there's no shadow of turning, where there's no sickness, no disease, and no sin, none of this. Temptation, as Bob Jones talked about, he said there was none of these fiery darts in your mm-hmm. mind and stuff. I mean, heaven is not only for real, but heaven is awesome because God is there and Jesus is there. And the beauty, I love the way that Colton, which is the young man, now he's 16, he was trying to explain what does Jesus look like? And mm-hmm. we'll get a picture of that and make it available for you on the VFN Torch. But he says there's not even words to explain it. And as a matter of fact, here he is 16 years old. You got to hear it, Colton. This is the one that the story's about, heaven is real. And of all the things that he could be saying, and we'll fade out in this, but I want you to hear all the way to the end of the program. Listen up. This is Colton. Went to heaven.
Everyone, I would like for you to welcome with me my great friend, Colton Burpo.
Change your life.
special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
You know, there's over 25 million children living in fatherless homes in America. The father's absence and the degrading of the father's role is just all around us. You know why? Because the enemy wants to destroy our perception of what a father is. But I got news for you. The reason why the all-outright attack is on the natural father, because Father God loves you and has got a plan for your life, and he's trying to break down the, give you a life of no grid to be able to find what a father is. Let me tell you something. Father God loves you and has a plan for your life. As a matter of fact, he made a roadmap. He made a way to him, a bridge to him. He loves you so much. And he wants you so much in his family. He wants to be your father that he gave his son, Jesus Christ. Listen, you can go to meetmyfather.org, meetmyfather.org, where you can meet Father God through his son, Jesus Christ. We share a couple of our stories to kind of give you a grid that we're all the same. But you know what? God loves you and has a plan for your life. Find him. Meet him. Go to meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him. I think about Gideon. You know, God gave Gideon a torch and a sword. That's it. And 300 men to be able to deliver an entire nation. But what was it? It was based on a revelation, a word from God, a now word, a conversation from God that Gideon believed and carried it out. Do you know what we have? We have what's called the VFN torch. You get to it by going to VFNTV.com. And what we feel, we try to share the conversation we're having with our listeners. We really try to seek the heart of God, and we share it. But on the VFN Torch, we have segments of those conversations, those programs, and the programs themselves. First hour, the extra hour, plus different programs and videos and more content that you can't see video on the radio, but you can see it at the VFN Torch. You got to go there. You have get right to prophetic words, wisdom moments, good medicine, which is, you know, a merry heart. It's like good medicine, all the little humor moments that are there, original intent of the nation, original intent of the church. And so much more is available. You got to see it. You can actually subscribe to it right on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on VFN Torch.
Welcome to the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily radio program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello there.
And John Paul Ramos.
Hey, hello.
I mean, if you missed our earlier programs, talking about what's happening in the news, God's perspective, trying to seek God's perspective, you've got to be able to catch it. You can catch it at VFNTV.com. Don't forget on our WHBR audiences on the Gulf Coast down in the southern parts of the states that we are on now at 5:30 p.m. Mm-hmm. 1.4 million folks down there enjoying the beaches and the tans and all that kind of stuff. And obviously, Pat and I don't make it much, but
not so much. John, on the other hand, yeah, somehow he squeezes
it. I got to work on my tan, man.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. So if you missed it, we talked also about Heaven is for Real. You've got to catch it. If you missed, you can actually hear Colton sing. You know, he really loves you and just drives it home. This is what, you know, God loves you. God loves you so much. He gave his son for you and just really drives it home in this movie, Heaven is for Real. So you got to be able to check that out. I want to talk about in today's program about, you know, I was listening to, Pastor John Kilpatrick, Brother Kilpatrick, over in Alabama in Church of His Presence. And he was speaking an Easter about the reality of things. And it's so refreshing to hear truth.
Yeah.
And he is a truth bearer and unapologetically. And some of the things that he's talking about, I wanted just to share a few things with you. And if my notes would come up, I'm sure they're going to pop up any moment now in the context of this.
There they are.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. But he talks about what he talks about, and we're going to just let him do a couple bits of it. But just to hear, and we're going to make this available to you. You can actually get this plus other teachings from Pastor John Kilpatrick at Church of His Presence or at johnkilpatrick.org. And you'll find out more at the VFN Torch. But there's a stigma that goes with being a Christian. There's a stigma with the gospel. And so many people are trying to avoid the stigma of how can I serve the Lord and still be accepted by the world? Right? Is that not true?
That's right. Yeah.
And when he was talking about it, he began to talk about this, and I thought, man, that is so true. That is so true. And you need to know truth about it, because if you're trying to dodge the stigma of being loyal to God and to Jesus, the only way you can dodge it is to leave him.
That's right.
You can't. It comes with luggage. It comes with the luggage of those who don't love God and not going to follow God are not going to be pleased with you.
Mm-hmm.
Sad to say, sometimes that's folks in your own home.
Mm-hmm.
What Jesus said. But I want you to hear first. This is the stigma of the gospel, and just to hear, you know, what does this actually mean? What does this actually mean? This is Pastor John Kilpatrick, Church of His Presence.
Which one is it?
Number one.
It will be a journey of stigmas. Now, what's a stigma? First thing that I must say is we've got to reach a place in our lives. If you haven't reached this yet, you've got to come to a place where you've got to come to this place. You've got to come here. I think most people have, but there may be people here today that you've never really come to this place. You're going to have to go ahead now and bite the bullet and either agree to do it or turn around and leave the Lord. First thing I want to say is you've got to reach the place where you are unashamed to accept the scandal that comes with serving Jesus. And it is a scandal. There will be scandals that will surround you because of your willingness to receive Jesus, to accept Jesus, to believe in Jesus, and to take up your cross and follow Jesus. There will be scandals. That word comes from the word scandalon. And it means pits and traps. Then you must be willing to embrace that scandal and learn to rejoice at the privilege of suffering a scandal for Jesus. The most predictable thing in the world is that you're going to be scandalized and stigmatized in your total commitment to Jesus. Now, there's three things that you need to know. And I want to explain this quickly. There's three things that you really need to know. Number one, it's a privilege to be scandalized to serve Jesus. How many of you has ever taken a stand for the Lord and you've suffered for it, but yet you found through that suffering a fellowship that you never found any other way? There's a stand that you will take and you must take. And you're not willing to compromise, and you're not willing to give in to the world or the things of the world, and you're going to be scandalized and stigmatized and looked at with disdain. But as you do that, there is a peace, and there is a joy that comes with that that's called the sufferings of Christ, and there's a fellowship in the Spirit that you can enjoy that you won't have any other way. Now, the second thing I want to say to you is this. It's a folly on our part to worry about a diminished reputation knowing by following Jesus or to let the fear of man come in to keep us from obeying God's word. It's something that you'll live to regret.
Yes, amen.
Let me say that one more time. It's a folly on our part to worry about a diminished reputation. If you follow Jesus, you'll live to regret it if you worry about your reputation more than you do about serving Jesus. In the end, I want to make this very clear. In the end, those that will mock you will live to regret it. Those that will mock you for serving Jesus and trying to stand for holiness will live to regret it that they did that to you. The third thing is, the benefits of bearing an offense for Christ cannot even be calculated. great blessings come upon us now in this life, and they will come upon us in heaven for being willing to suffer, for being scandalized and stigmatized serving Jesus. There's blessings that will come on you for being willing to be scandalized and stigmatized. There's blessings that will come here and now, and there's blessings that will come in the afterlife. Even the Bible says, no man, having given up houses or land, our family members, no man having given that up, will be rewarded here in this life 100-fold. In other words, if you take a stand for Jesus and you come from a lineage of people that hate Christ and don't believe in Christ, and you become a Christian and you lose your family members, the Bible said there'll be blessings that will come upon you in this life for being willing to be stigmatized and scandalized over standing for Christ, and in the life to come. May we never forget that we're not only going to be rewarded here, but there's crowns that's going to be given out in heaven for those that are willing to take that kind of abuse. But here's the problem. We're living in a time now in America where America and the Americanized version of Christianity is trying to destigmatize the gospel. We're living in a time when preachers are on purpose trying to preach such a good, clean, happy gospel without a stigma that's going to draw people in. But let me tell you this, they may preach that, but the church will lose its power if that's the kind of gospel that's going to be preached to them.
This is so good. You know, and this is not typical for us, but this is like, oh my
yes.
goodness. You know, you're not alone. You're thinking, oh my gosh. you know, Elijah was going like, I'm the only one. And then you can imagine him bumping into others. It's like, oh, you know, and of course, you know, I know Brother Kilpatrick is like, this is truth.
Mm-hmm.
This is truth. And the stigma, how many people try to dodge stigma? They try how do I do this without having pitfalls
and trying to fit in? You know?
And how many people won't even wear, you know, a simple armband that says Jesus or God or
how can I avoid persecution?
Anything that represents God on the outside of it. And it's like, you know, and I want to contain this conversation and because we're going to have talk about this because right now the American church is trying to dodge stigma. We're going to be talking about how what's being preached from pulpits around the nation, the world, it says, just believe. Just believe. Just receive. That's it. It don't matter what happens. Just believe. And how the demons believe, and I can guarantee you, and you'll even hear him say it, that the devil believes, but I can tell you he's not saved. He's not saved. I'm going to talk about the NFL, how the NFL is not even letting people hold up John 3:16 anymore because of what it's talking about. We'll be back after this break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Jesus said, you know them by their fruit. That's the only way we can really tell who we really are. And then he even tells us, apart from abiding in him, we can't even bear that fruit. Listen to Francis Chan, the author of Crazy Love and leader of and founder of Multiply Movement, share this exact thing. We are known by our fruit.
You know, the fruit will show. You know, if the tree's for real, it's going to bear fruit.
Yeah.
You'll see the action, but we want to make those statements, and we're not following up, and we're deceiving ourselves. I was thinking about this the other day. You know, how James talks about how we can be hearers of the word, but not doers. And so we're deceiving ourselves because we're listening and amen, 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 but we're not doing it. Mm. And you know, Satan is the father of lies. He loves deception. Mm. He loves to deceive people. But I think in a lot of ways, he's very happy with what he sees in a lot of gatherings because they're like, I don't even need to work there. Mm. They're deceiving themselves. Mm-hmm. They're going there, you know, hearing a message, amening and not doing it. They're deceiving themselves. Mm. I think Satan's actually very pleased I want to be careful with it. I mean, based on what I see in Scripture, I think there are times when he's pleased that the Word of God is preached and not obeyed, and that deception is going on, because that's his MO. That's what he loves to do. He loves to deceive. And so if there's a bunch of people thinking they're following God because they're going, oh yeah, I heard a really tough message by David Platt the other day. You know, I heard this. I got so convicted, I walked away. I even walked away sad. Me and my friends, we even cried. You know, it's just like this, we did it. And I really think the enemy's going, oh, this is great. This is great. They're not, when Jesus was about repent, like, let me see you turn. John the Baptist, repent, let me see you turn. Peter, repent. You know, it's turn. And we're all about feel bad, make a grand statement. And I think Satan's actually pleased with that.
You're listening to Francis Chan, author of Crazy Love and Multiply Movement. You can find it at multiplymovement.com. Listen, you need to be fruitful. We are known by our fruit. It's going to be a fruit inspection time at the throne room of God, because it's not that we're not earning our salvation. The very fact that we are saved, we are fruitful. Listen, if you want to be fruitful today, begin to make this Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. If you haven't yet done that, go to meetmyfather.org. Meetmyfather.org. We shared a couple of our stories and how to do that. Then begin to abide with him and be his disciple. And we have a plan for you, a simple plan for you right now, free. Just go and request it at iabide.org. Iabide.org. Eternity weighs in the balance. Your eternity.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We're just kind of talking about this prophetic now word that just came from Church of His Presence, Pastor John Kilpatrick, on Easter. And it's like, man, this is a now word, because where we're going... And you can get it its entirety at churchofhispresence.org. Just go to vfntv.com and click on the torch. But understand where we're going, we haven't even begun to see stigma. I mean, we knew when we obeyed God in all the areas, actually. But in regards to now that we're talking to the world, there's a stigma that comes you know, with that. And it's like, it's a privilege. I like the way Pastor Kilpatrick talks about it. It's a privilege. Isn't it encouraging?
Yeah.
But then, you know, continuing on about this, that how, you know, he's talking about this, and we've seen it too, that, you know, from the pulpits around the world now, this message is being preached about just believe. Just believe. Just receive. Matter of fact, listen to this. This is Pastor Kilpatrick from Church of the Presence, and I think it's going to bless your heart. This whole thing, we're going to just continue this conversation, because you know what? We want to embrace the suffering of the stigma. You know what I'm saying? It's like for Jesus. Listen up.
The most Christians in America are of this notion that all we must do, and this is what's being preached around this nation and around the pulpits in the world, there's Christians in America and other nations that now are being preached to each week and have been for a long time, that all we must simply do is receive Jesus. That's all we must do. But the Bible says that's not the case. Because if you just simply believe in Jesus, I want you to know that's not going to save you. The Bible says in James, thou believest that there is one God, you do well. The devils also believe. Can I tell you right now that even though the devil believes, he's not saved? Trust me. You can believe all day long, but it's not going to save you. Somebody help me today. Now, the second thing is that is being preached behind pulpits is not only do you need to believe in Jesus, but you must simply receive Jesus. In other words, Just simply believe and simply receive Jesus and nothing else. And that's all that's required of you. But Jesus said, you must believe that he is the Son of God. You must receive him into your heart. But point number three is you must take up your cross daily and follow him. Don't ever forget that there is a third portion of this trifold requirement from God, that even though you believe, that's nothing special because the devils believe. And you've received Jesus, that's wonderful. You've got to receive Jesus into your heart. But it can die real quick if you're not willing to take up your cross and to follow him and to embrace his teachings and to walk with him in the paths of righteousness. Can you shout amen? Now, if you decide to take up your cross and follow Jesus, I want to warn you, it will be a journey of stigmas.
That is amazing. It's so, isn't it refreshing to hear truth?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's beautiful.
I mean, if you're in the Gulf Coast region, if you're in the Mobile area, you've got to make a point of joining the Church of His Presence family there, because you got to get up under truth.
Yeah,
you got to get up under truth, because there are so many lies being promulgated in the name of the church.
Right.
You know, I was talking with a friend of mine just yesterday, and he was talking about a pragmatist viewpoint of the church. If it works, just do it. Versus like, but is it God?
Right.
Hello. Just because, that type of thing, and hopefully we'll talk more about that in the future. But understand, but remember this too. We can't complain about pragmatism if we ourselves are being pragmatic about pragmatism.
Hmm.
What does this mean for me? And it's like, okay, we've got to dump all that and say, I'm going to be spirit-led, because those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. And I love this because he's speaking truth, talking about, this is being preached around the world. Right? I mean, how often? I mean, I'm seeing it on Christian television.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And how many people are being misled? And it makes no sense to someone who says, I don't understand what y'all are doing then, because if you already said the prayer, why don't you just go party? I mean,
It's a no lordship gospel. You know what I'm saying? It's just receive Jesus, but not make him Lord. It's yes, believe, receive, and follow him. That means make him the Lord, the boss of your life. And when you do that, you do whatever he tells you to do.
Right.
You know, and the gospel means good news. So this is how you really know, too. If it's good news for your flesh, it more than likely is not good news for your spirit.
Right.
If your flesh is going, woohoo, and your spirit man, you can't even hear your spirit man, it's probably not
ding, ding, ding. Catch a clue.
Gospel, you said you're talking about it's the gospel message being preached, but that's probably a flesh, more of a carnal message being carnally minded church. And I mean, you think about it, that Paul said, he told the church of Corinth, he says, you guys are so carnally minded. You're almost no different than the world. So he was talking to the church. He wasn't saying they weren't believers. He just said they were a mess, in the context of that. And so we got to begin to preach the truth. And you think about, so the stigma, when you think about what's taking place, so people are trying to destigmatize the gospel, to remove the blood and all these different things. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, listen now to Pastor John Kilpatrick, continue talking about this. And you got to get this message in its entirety, but I mean, it's just really stirring me. Listen up.
America and the Americanized version of Christianity is trying to destigmatize the gospel. We're living in a time when preachers are on purpose trying to preach such a good, clean, happy gospel without a stigma that's going to draw people in. But let me tell you this, they may preach that, but the church will lose its power if that's the kind of gospel that's going to be preached to them. You cannot destigmatize. Listen to me. You cannot destigmatize the gospel. It has stigma attached to it. I'm going to show you in just a minute. I'm going to walk you through the Old Testament and the New Testament. It has a scandal and a stigma attached to it. But by our suffering, that's what increases our anointing.
You cannot destigmatize the gospel. But people are really trying. And what happens is you're pulling God out of your message. You're pulling the key aspects of what differentiates us from everyone else. And the biggest thing of all is the presence of God. Mm-hmm. Moses said this. Moses said, don't go anywhere, God. Mm-hmm. If you don't go, God, I don't want to go. And mm-hmm. how many people said, you know, I don't care if God goes or not. I want to do this church thing. Mm. You know, going to local church building seminar and, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's like, but what about, isn't it better to have two in Jesus than have 100, believe me, 100 folks held captive by darkness? That's got to be hell. That's not church.
Hello.
That's got to be hell, right?
No doubt.
That's like Congress. Anyway, so they, so you think about this, that when you remove, and this is what Moses said, he said, the only thing that differentiates us, God, mm-hmm. the only thing that differentiates us from others in the on the face of the earth is your presence.
That's right.
And the cost, and is what Pastor Kilpatrick is saying, this is the cost, and we know the cost. The cost is Jesus, mm-hmm. the presence of God, mm-hmm. and you become powerless. I mean, think about it. Is you're just powerless, you know, form over substance, organization over organism, task over relationships, mm-hmm. you know, and this is what he says. He says, if you love me, you love them, and if you don't love them, you don't love me. And if all of a sudden we're thinking, I don't love you if I'm not introducing you to the presence of God, yeah. if I'm introducing you to my program, if I'm introducing you to my organization, I mean, putting you on my boards and my Sunday school classes and all these different things, because I remember in the Brownsville Revival, mm-hmm. you know, pastors got saved as much as others got saved. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Think about that.
Yeah.
And it's like, you just find out, my goodness, you can do this thing. I think about Howard Pittman, you know, the placebo gospels. You can find out more about them on the VFN Torch. But he preached for 5 years, I believe it was, before he found out when he died on the operating table and went to heaven that God gave him a second chance. But he did not even know this God whom he was preaching.
That's right.
He was just doing God a favor. How many people just think, like, I'm going to do my mom a favor, I'm going to go to church? Really? Really? Think about it. Right. How many people say, I'm going to do God a favor, I'm just going to tip God.
Right.
That's great, you know. The thing about it is we have to understand that this, I love what he's saying, and it just stirred my heart. And that's why we're talking about it in these programs. You got to catch them all back to back. But understand this, that the stigma is going to happen. And sad to say, this is the saddest part, is where the stigma comes from. I mean, it's a stranger, like David said, I could take it from a stranger.
Right, right.
But it comes from a brother. It comes from a neighbor. It comes from a family member. It comes from a preacher. I mean, think about that. It was ministers and teachers in the law who were coming after Jesus and giving him a stigma. Mm-hmm. They were creating a stigma. They're trying to do away with Jesus. You know, and you got to get this message of his in its entirety, because he breaks it down. Everything's always, when you have God, when you're walking with God, it comes with stigma.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that's the whole thing. We're supposed to stand out.
Right.
We're supposed to cherish that. We're supposed to say, yeah, I'm his. I mean, even in great difficulty. And when we see a brother or sister going through that stigma, we shouldn't join in and agree but with the lies being said over them. We should say, oh my goodness, rewards in heaven. Mm-hmm. Look what they're going through, and pray for the persecuted church. Pray for those that are going through that. Understand, we could be able to relate, because if we're walking with Jesus, we're experiencing those stigmas. And if not yet, hold on, they'll soon be coming.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about this. Make sure you catch our next program, right? Because mm-hmm. we'll be talking about how the NFL or these sports arenas will not even let us hold up 3:16, John 3:16 anymore, because of what it says. Because it says every man will be perishing, and they don't like the idea, because they don't believe what's being preached from churches now, that everybody's not going to perish. Everybody's not going to face hell or heaven out there. Isn't it crazy?
Man. Crazy.
We're in these days. It's time for us to be the light. That's what we do at VFN Radio and VFN TV, is to preach the light, to talk about the light, to have a conversation, keeping the conversation light.
Oh my goodness, Auntie's Restaurant Barbecue, a taste of Southern Soul on Highway 29, just 1/4 mile north from Kingsfield Road, right on the right-hand side. Come on in and get some. Brunson Air and Heating in Mobile. They can do all of your service work quick and efficient. Give them a call today. Brunson Air and Heating. You'll be glad that you did. Mark Downey & Associates is a real estate firm that specializes in property management and high-end home sales. The secret to their success is simple: aggressive marketing and an intense passion for serving others. Call Mark Downey's team today.
Taqueria Ogies, authentic Mexican food. They're coming all over the Gulf Coast for some. Come get some today. Spicy, hot, and delicious. Your plate is next. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless. We have four programs back to back and 24/7. We're on 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to be able to encourage you, keeping the conversation light. And understand what that means is Jesus commanded us. He commanded us to be the light of the world. So we can look at what's happening, educate ourselves, and then we can look at God's word and shine the light of God's word on what's happening, our education, and go, you know what? We can be inspired by God's word. You know, by illuminating what's happening with God's word. And then it can inspire us to know, you know, wow, and there's an answer for this. But most of all, after all of that, all we have at this point is a pep rally unless it activates you. And our desire is to activate you in your marriage and your family and your workplace and your ministry and your church gathering, wherever. It's just activate you to be what everything God's called you to be. And that's our goal. That's mm-hmm. our goal. Mm-hmm. On VFN Radio and VFN TV and the Christian Television Network.
I mean, I'm telling you, if you missed any of our programs, we have four programs back to back. You want to make sure to catch them. Of course, you can always go to VFNTV.com, but don't forget, we have podcasts available for you. If you haven't signed up for the newsletter, oh my goodness, sign up. Go to VFNTV.com. In the right hand corner, you can select newsletter sign up, and every single week, you're going to get the highlights of that week's program. And you're also going to get an opportunity to get every single program that was available, that was shared on that week's segment.
Wow.
So it's all contained in an email, and you can take it, you know, have VFN Radio on my phone, and we'll go, you know, on your iPad. And I get so many reports of people telling me, hey, listen, I was just sitting with my iPad, I went to the newsletter, and it just, you know, click, 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 and I just heard one after the other, you know. It's a great way. So sign up for yourself, and also sign up a friend.
Wow, at VFN Radio, we are looking for greater ways for you to be able to connect anywhere you go. We know that you can listen to VFN Radio on the go through the app, but now we also have the podcast. It's a great way for you to be able to automatically get all the segments totally downloaded to your digital device, no matter where you're at. You can go to VFNTV.com and click podcast, and you'll configure it and set it up so that no matter where you're at, you automatically have all of the highlights automatically downloaded on your digital device. VFNTV.com, click podcasts.